Welcome back to the B List. I'm B. I'm here with Steven Krugel, Faces by Bravo on Instagram. You guys know him at this point.
We're here.
Yeah.
Here again.
You're like the Kimmy Gibbler of the B List. Like always just popping up and in the audience. In. Like,
she's here.
Yeah, she's here.
You know, I get that. Kimmy Gibbler. Like that.
I love Kimmy Gibbler. She's my favorite person on that fucking show. So that's not a read. The best people on the sitcoms are always like the, you know what I mean?
The Mary Cosby's of it all.
The Urkel of it. The Stefan.
Yes,
of it.
The Urkel of it. Oh, the Stefan. So how have you been?
I've been good. It's been so busy. Work. Who was the last guest I had on? I had Jess Rothschild on a week ago, and that was really great.
That podcast.
Oh, did you listen?
Everything. I listened to the whole thing.
You said you were already listening to Finding Fire Island, right?
Yes.
You guys, I'm not joking about it. Like, sometimes people are like, oh, like read this or da-da-da-da. I fully listened to the entire Finding Fire Island. I found it so interesting. It was so informative.
Yeah. I don't have the attention span for podcasts, typically, and I was so invested in this. Like, I messaged Jess afterwards. I was like, I want more.
You should go on her podcast. Like, yeah, she should have you. I just like adore her. She's one of those people. Great. She's like you. Like, we'll hang out, but like we'll go to brunch and stuff, and like occasionally. But the way we really like catch up is sometimes on a podcast, and it's like, but
yes,
she's such a joy to talk to. We stand Jess.
She's great. Yeah, we did. I did her podcast a couple of years ago. We talked Bravo. Okay. I think we ended up doing like. She ended up making it into two because we talked for so long. It was so fun.
She's easy to talk
me
to.
Me talking? What?
Yeah. It's so funny. I already know what I'm going to... Usually, I don't know what I'm going to title these until we're done. But I already know what this one's going to be titled. Nine lemon drops in a bowl.
You know, baby. I saw a tweet. Someone
said... Nine lemons in a margarita. Or whatever.
Yeah. I saw a tweet. Someone was saying, I think it was tweets by Bob. He was like, but Your Honor, there were only 8 lemons in a bowl. Me as Shaden Bedore's lawyer.
Jesus. We're going to get into that for sure.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah. I was thinking like for a while I was thinking, do you know how like on Sex and the City they used to always talk about you can't have all three in New York. You can't have the guy, the apartment, and the job.
Yes.
That's how I kind of felt for a while with like housewife shows when they would all air at the same time. You're like, two can be good, but one is going to be the worst one you've ever seen in your life. And that was kind of what was going on with that whole Atlanta shirt. And then before Atlanta. That, what was before that? There was like, there was something terrible before that. Beverly Hills. Right? Something.
Beverly Hills, but that Beverly Hills wasn't terrible, was it?
Potomac was But still Potomac was still good. Miami's always hitting, first off.
Yeah.
Know that.
Yes.
No, but it's like I always felt that way. You can only have two out of the three, but right now I feel like everyone's hitting. Depending
everyone's
on who you talk
right
to.
Right now.
Some people don't have taste and they don't like Roni, but
I don't understand why people are shitting all over Roni. I think it is very good.
I do. I think your average Bravo viewer doesn't really have like a taste level that they can like understand the nuance of like, I think they've like grown accustomed to this is what a housewife is. And a very like, no offense, like I love Jennifer Aydin. Like I'm using her as an example. They think that like a housewife is textbook Jennifer Aydin, Vicky Gunvalson, and it's like asking their brain to expand by thinking that maybe someone like Jenna Lyons could be outside. It's like it's a term. It's not an actual like definitive role that someone's playing. It's like it's up to whoever the producers are to define who a housewife is and who's cast. It's like any woman, a man could be housewife.
Right.
You know, at one point they talked about making a gay man a housewife. So
Larita.
Yeah, at some point there will be a trans housewife. At some point there will be a gay man house. There will be, you know what I mean? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's like very like what's the word I'm looking for? It's just like very small-minded and short-sighted to think that a housewife is defined by like, they have to be rich. By the way, some of the best housewives are fucking broke. Sheree was amazing her first season. Then she got some money and she got boring. You know what I mean? She don't pay anybody.
And I still am not convinced that she has money.
Yeah. No, okay. True. Okay. Yeah. Bad example. Monica is a perfect example of someone without money. Excellent housewife. Mm-hmm. Yes. You don't need to be rich. You don't even need to be a housewife. You don't need to be married. You don't even have to have kids. Megan King Edmonds didn't have kids. Terrible marriage. Questionable finances sometimes. Mm-hmm. Great housewife.
You know, I get so annoyed when people, I see in the comments all the time, like, oh, they shouldn't even be a housewife. They don't have a husband or something like that. And it's like
can we stop?
Can we, like, that does not, I know, like, it's called Real Housewives, but that does not, it's an umbrella term. It doesn't have to mean that they have a fucking husband. Well, but,
I was going to say this, just this, I was thinking, because I was talking about, well, I was thinking of my list, but I'll just jump into my first thing on my list, because this is a perfect segue into that. My first thing on my list is that Basketball Wives is returning. I know that a lot of listeners out there may not watch it, but you hear me talk about it. You know, I'm a historian of the Basketball Wives franchise, but they're also introducing at the same time Basketball Wives Orlando. I'm shaking like my hand, like I'm shaking. I'm like, when I heard
is
the news,
Evelyn
I was like,
back.
Evelyn is back on LA. I don't care as much about LA. I'm so tuned into Orlando. I want Orlando. Messy Floridian girls. And it's not even fucking Miami. It's Orlando.
Yes.
Like they have nothing to do but time and fight. Like they're wearing like,
I am so ready.
I've already like looked at Instagram. They're like all in fucking like spandex in those what are they, the shark boots, you know, those fucking shark boots with the fucking little padlock on them. You bitches kill me. Oh my God, I'm so hype. This is gonna be a mess.
I loved Basketball Wives back in the day. I you know how Andy is like on this, he you know how he says like Snooki can't be on Jersey and Heidi and Spencer can't be on like Beverly Hills or Orange County because they've been on other networks. One person I really would love to see crossover Atlanta is Jennifer Williams. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
if you guys don't know, you might want to find out. She's an icon. She's kind of like an unassuming.
She's a sleeper.
She is. Because her first her first kind of iteration on Basketball Wives, because she left and she came back, but she was really just kind of like a sidekick, and then she came back and she was like a motor mouth messy queen. She's kind of gotten a lot better at the job, and it's just such a great franchise. It's like, but you got to cherry pick sometimes. It's, you can't watch a whole season. You got to really dive in there. But I was bringing them up because
I'm gonna get back in because it's been a while for me.
I'll send you some like choice moments.
Thank you.
Because one of the women, Brooke Bailey, who's also a fucking icon, she, shout out Jay Lawhorn. Sorry, my friend Jonathan Lawhorn, he's obsessed with her. But she tweeted today and she's like, this is amazing, by the way. This is like why I love Basketball Wives. This is the kind of promo that these women do. Like normal housewives will be like, watch my show Tuesday. And she tweets out and she's like, y'all bitches need to stop taking the name of the show so damn seriously. None of us are wives because we don't want to be in like miserable marriages to men that ain't shit. And I was like, I live. Like this, why this
promo
is why.
Of the year.
Yeah, like amazing. But this is what I've always been thinking. It's
marketing
like
genius.
Yeah. It's like, come on, Basketball Wives. Like, you're not gonna find actual like wives that are like, they won't. What basketball wife actually wants to be on Basketball Wives? No, I'd be like, I just want to sit up and count my coins. Like,
is Shawnee gonna be part of either of them?
She is. Yeah, that's what
is she gonna
like,
be on Orlando?
She's on the regular one.
On the regular
one. The Orlando one is the only person that I've ever heard. Well, I've heard of this other girl. She's like a YouTube, huge, like millions of followers, YouTube girl. Mm-hmm. But then the main one I think is like Megan James, who was a Bad Girls Club, and then she was also on Basketball Wives LA for one season. And then her whole storyline was having a fupa. Like someone, Freya said, did you have a fupa? And then she's like, they gone to her. Yeah, that was a if you guys haven't seen the show, just fucking watch it. It's I don't know what to tell you. The show is so fucking good.
Oh my gosh. I saw a clip, I think it probably was from last season or the season before. It was Malaysia and Evelyn on a season.
Yeah.
They're talking about the wig.
Yeah, the wig. They're like, your wig is back here in the parking lot, girl. Yeah. It was so good. I love Malaysia.
So good.
So good.
Speaking of wigs.
Yeah.
Mary Cosby's wigs.
Oh my God. Well, we're gonna get to all of them. Thank God. Thank God she's back.
I love it.
I ran into Leah last weekend. But it's so funny because there's been like a lot of stuff in the press about like producers asking her back. That guys, that's not a thing, you know.
Okay, I was wondering.
Yeah, that's not a thing. And no, I'd love it. Leah's like she's a fucking icon. She's got a bad time because she was cast with the wrong people. She got cast with those wrong people. I tell her that every time.
Yeah, I feel like she fits in with this group way more. Like she makes way more sense.
Yeah.
For sure. It'd be interesting. I don't know. Like I liked Leah on her first season. Obviously the second season, there's a lot of factors, but
yeah.
So I don't think I'd be open to seeing it, but who do you think she would be like come in through if she was going to join?
Well, Jessel wanted to meet her. Jessel was like, oh, I'd love to meet her. Da-da-da-da. Yeah. I would introduce them. That would be so much fun. But I think they're both like easy to get along with. I think that she'd probably get along with someone that you wouldn't expect. That's the thing about Leah. Like people think that they have her figured out. And she gets along with people that you would never imagine. So I feel like she'd probably be like, I feel like she could be friends with like Aaron or something.
I could see Aaron and I could see her and Bryn being frenemies.
Yeah. Like that's the thing is I think people would automatically be like, oh, her and Bryn. I'm like, they're totally different. Like you can't pick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like she's like kind of reserved a bit. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. It could be interesting, but that's not happening.
Reserved until she throws torches.
Yeah, you're like, are we talking about the same person?
Talks about the wings tattooed on her vagina.
Yeah, right. Lovely, Leah.
But very reserved.
Well, speaking of privates, this is a perfect segue. I literally just found out before we got on here, because I just randomly, every couple of days, I get bored if I don't hear about Corey Bierman in the news. I just get like, I'm like, I haven't heard of him. What's going on? Probably some mess. Apparently, Kings of Hustler in Sin City, Las Vegas, is giving Croy the chance to make a sweet $150,000 to perform a live striptease at its location. I don't know if he said yes. If he does,
I'm going.
Yeah, we're fucking out there, bitch. I hate the man as a person.
Yeah,
but he's got an ass like a shelf. There's a reason. Literally. Kim Zolciak was onto something.
Absolutely, she could rest her solo cup on that ass and it would not fall over.
And the other part, I know it's big.
Do you see this is where I'm like, I'm unsure. Do you think it's big?
Yeah. Kids running around.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Kim needs a guy to dick her down. I feel like it's got to be big.
A big woman.
That's true.
She's not looking great. She's not looking great. I just checked
neither are her finances.
No, I don't know what's going on over there. They can't decide if they want to get divorced. They can't figure out if they have the funds to get divorced because getting divorced is expensive.
I feel like they were like, wait a second, let's roll back the divorce to see if we can get back on Bravo. And now that they're being like shut down on Bravo, they're like, all right, fuck it. We're going back to getting.
Is that what's going on? Can you tell me? Because I've been trying to. Is she trying to get back on Atlanta and she's not going to be able to? That's what I read.
B. Scott reported and B. Scott's very.
Yeah, he's pretty much the Bible in Atlanta.
Yeah. Right. So B. Scott said that it's nothing against like with the network and Kim. It's just that they're trying to bring new fresh faces onto Atlanta and they're not really looking to bring old people back.
I would think that. I don't
not
think
calling her old, but she's kind of old.
Well, just like, yeah, I think that the problem with that show isn't going to be fixed by bringing anyone from the past back. You're going to have to do something completely fresh because it's just.
They wanted to do a past, you know, Housewives or like a legacy situation, they needed to do it last season. And it should have been Cynthia, NeNe, Kim, because all of them were going through the craziest shit. Phaedra could have been Yeah. Like all of them, they had huge things going on in their life. And the fact that the cameras weren't capturing that.
I have a lover boy.
It's crazy. Oh.
This is now officially the.
What flavor is that?
It's, they sell it like right by my house. White tea peach.
I have some lover boy it. in my fridge too. I forget which flavors I think I have the.
It's good, you guys. And I'm not even like a Kyle and Amanda fan. Definitely not an Amanda fan. I don't like them bed sore girls. But I'm like.
Do we think Kyle hits. And Amanda? It's hitting.
It's hitting.
Kyle and Amanda. Do we think they'll be on Summer House Forever?
I think that the same thing we just talked about with Atlanta. Like I feel like they will be on it for as long as they possibly can, and then I think they'll get cycled out by doing other shows on the network, like you know, doing Winter House. And then they'll cycle in someone completely like a fresh. I think that's kind of what they're trying to do right now with like Gabby and these new people. Because they realize that the show has to like go on past because there's going to be a point. They're not going to bring kids out to the summer house.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, are they like waiting to get pregnant until they're off summer house? Because like, I know. Can't bring kids to the summer house.
I know. It's that like they keep doing these storylines where she almost gets pregnant. I'm like, bitch, you better get on birth control and figure it out. Stop doing this pull out shit. Because that's a check. That's two checks. Y'all, that's paying for both of y'all. Okay. Get pregnant, bitch. You're not going to be in this house for another season. But figure that out. Lindsay, it seems to me, in the perfect spot. She's legacy cast member on the show. And she's now going through something. Now she's single. She's the most prepared to be on this show for fucking ever. And she gets activated. She's going to be on the show forever. She's the safest, I think. I'm a hubcap. Always have been.
Well,
and I ain't switching.
I'm always a hubcap. However, I'm a Danielle over hub.
Oh, really? Wow.
I love Danielle. I mean, she went a little off the deep end at the finale stuff last year. However, I still stand by she was being a good friend.
Okay.
Up until the point she lost her
shit. Well, they're good now, so that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, yeah. They're better together than apart.
What's going on with that? Because I haven't been keeping up with their relationship stuff.
So, Carl and
I don't really
Lindsay,
follow them like that. It's like if it comes into my, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Carl and Lindsay, I did not think they were going to make it down the aisle.
You did.
I never thought they were going to make it down the aisle. I feel like, I mean, I might have even said to you in the past when it was happening, like, I was like, this man is not dicking this girl down. I'm sorry.
He's so handsome, but I know that the sex can't be that. Yeah.
No.
He doesn't seem like a... Yeah.
I mean, he's so hot, but I just feel like watching last season, they had zero chemistry. And I felt like it was very, like... Everything felt very forced. Like, it was like, oh my gosh, this is the natural progression of life. I need to get engaged and I'm going to get married and then we're going to have a family and like all this stuff. And it didn't feel like natural to me watching it. I don't know. But I cannot imagine.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. He seems like some of those, like one of those people who's like going through like a major transition in his life somehow. I just feel like I see for him that he's going to like one day completely stop being on reality TV, grow his hair out long, and then he's going to be going to Burning Man, but like not on drugs, just like one of those people that just wants to be like in with the earth. I don't fucking know. It's like,
is he going to be at Burning Man when it's raining? Or
I guess. Yeah. I in his Barry's boot camp gear. I don't know. He just, I see that for him. I don't know. I just think he's on a journey and I don't know that.
I think he's definitely finding himself for sure.
I think he's going to be the next person to leave from the original.
You think?
I think he would like stop. I think how could you come back on the show if you're not dating Lindsay? Lindsay's going to be back in the house.
Right.
She's friends with Danielle. She's friends with all the.
However, I feel like that's going to be the thing for the show is bringing those two back. Is going to be like that's kind of like the Sandoval and Ariana of it all, where like everyone's like, fuck Sandoval, but you gotta like bring him back, you know.
About summer houses,
summer to house. Compete. Oh,
two houses, can't keep them in the same house, brilliant. But in the same town.
Yes. That would be double the
Let's
cast.
Let's expand the universe. Or I split them up. Idea. Listen, you know, my constant complaint was that they had too many fucking people in that one house. I was like, if I have to go to Fire Island and the only way I can go is by rooming with 14 other people, I'm not going. I'm just going to stay home. There's no fucking way.
I was dying at the fact that they had all these bedrooms that they weren't allowed to use because of
zoning,
like the zoning or something. Like that is so frustrating. I bet.
Yeah. So like pass by every day and see that bedroom. Yes, I can't. Yes. I would be so pissed.
I would too. Speaking of Summer House, so Martha's Vineyard got a second season, but when the hell did they film?
They already filmed. They're done. They stopped filming.
Really?
Like it was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I haven't heard too much about. I heard it gets really good. It's going to be a really, really good season. I'm trying to think of any details I heard.
So one of my friends is Preston's boyfriend.
Okay.
And I, you know, DM'd him and was like, wait, when are you guys, did you guys film yet or something? I don't know how long ago this was. And he was like, no, not yet. But that might've been a few weeks ago or something. But I felt like the summer is almost over. Were they filming during this month?
It was literally filmed over like 2.5 or 3 weeks. It was.
That makes sense. It's still like a similar thing as last year.
Yeah, so it was like the end of August, I believe. I forget the exact dates. Hopefully soon I can talk about something that I'm working on, a project that is kind of related but I can't say anything, but I'm gonna give anything. Yeah, it's exciting.
Can I guess?
You can guess, but I won't tell you.
Is it like a Fire Island summer house?
No, it's not Fire Island.
P-Town?
Well, we can't guess everything. Okay, but it's same vibe though. I'll tell you offline, and hopefully I can tell everybody that's listening soon enough when we kind of have something, you know, solidified.
That's
awesome.
Whatever it is, that sounds amazing.
Things that aren't going great for some people though. Apparently not everything is so sunshiny in OC. Shannon Storms Bador, 59. Didn't know she was that old. Sorry. Now I'm not an age. It's like jarring to see Finn. And I was like, oh my God.
It kind of is, actually, now that you said that.
But I guess I just never really
like
thought about her.
She's like a 53 to me.
Yeah. I just never really thought about her. Just to see it like cold in the fucking TMZ. They're like 59. Well, she was arrested and booked early Sunday. The bitch ran her car into a fucking side of someone's house in Newport Beach. She was arrested for a DUI and a hit and run with property damage, both misdemeanor charges. She broke her arm, apparently. Questions. That's what TMZ is. TMZ. Oh, my God. Wait, did you? It was the lover boy, y'all. Oh, my God.
Is that good?
Yeah, is that good shit? No, they were posting photos of her today. She had a sling and everything.
And they're saying bruises and stuff on her face?
Yeah, like, that's fucked up, man. She probably wasn't wearing a seatbelt. If you're doing all that, right? Can you break your arm?
That video, right?
She ran right into that shit. It's like I was like, is John in that house?
Girl, yeah.
Shit, was Noella in there? Jesus.
That, like, she flew around that little corner. Like, where the fuck was she run, or who was she running from?
Demons.
Literally.
Demons.
I mean, someone reported today that the night that this happened also coincided with what would have been her and David's like 25th anniversary or something like that.
Oh, so perfect. And she ran into Alexis Bellino hours earlier.
Yep. And she was talking shit on her, apparently.
I love OC. Time. Only in OC. That's like a fucking episode in itself.
I'm obsessed with the fact that they are always going to restaurants and strip malls. Like,
that's
just so OC.
It's either Nobu or like that. It's like, that's the only two options. Do you like Shannon? Like, do you care? Do you think that this, like, I don't know. What do you think?
So Shannon Bador was her entry into Housewives, iconic. Like,
yeah, yeah.
She was so good until I felt like she got too good at the game or too self-produced.
Her and Dorinda, same problem.
This
very
season,
similar people.
Living for Shannon this season.
You are?
Okay. Yes. I need someone to always make her feel paranoid that they're talking about her relationship. That is peak Shannon. When she is in dressed as Gina, going around, don't make me look like a crazy person. We have normal fights that paralyze me. Ma'am,
yeah.
Fights that paralyze you?
Yeah, that's fucking,
and then,
yeah.
I have never been happier in my life. Very Sydney Sweetie.
She works for me.
So unhinged.
I agree. I don't really like her. She's never really been a favorite of mine. I find her to be, I feel like she stonewalls the camera a lot. But I only really enjoy Shannon in the context of Heather, like with Heather involved.
Yes.
Heather, something Same. About Heather just activates Shannon.
You know,
like
what it is?
No other person. What?
You know what it is? It goes back to the very first season when she came on, which this is actually so funny because season 9, when Shannon came on, it was her versus Heather really hardcore, and Heather was in the wrong that season. Like, Heather was like
being
a bully essentially to Shannon. And this season, it's like it's back to that same season 9 energy, but it's roles are reversed where Shannon's in the wrong really this season. And
I feel like, yeah.
And it goes back to Heather. I think this one comment always made Shannon like go crazy is when Heather was getting, building the new house, they got that lot that was like a little, like higher up, like above Shannon kind of.
Yeah.
It's this like the superiority thing. With
yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah.
She's like, we live in the same neighborhood. Like, what are you talking about? Like I think Shannon held on to something that like Heather's richer, thinks she's more rich than I am. She thinks she's better than I am. And I think that's never like left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're great casting together. It's
they're a perfect frenemyship.
Yes. And they're both foils, but just like work off of each other perfectly, because even outside of the who's wealthier, the whole status thing, personality wise, they deal with conflict so differently. Heather walks into every room, sits her purse down like she's a principal about to scold a student. Shannon comes in already crying. I can't do this. I told you I can't do this. Take my mic off, and it like storms away. And
come talk to me.
And Heather's just sitting there all the time. They deal with it so differently. You could not pick two more different people, but still want to deal with each other somehow. Heather is like a masochist where she's like, I want to be
literally.
Why would Heather want to be friends with Shannon? I don't know. Heather's doing a lot of things I don't really understand, but I love her.
Yeah.
But they're just really interesting because they're the way they are in life and on the show has changed both of, like, they've switched roles.
1,000%.
And I really enjoy Heather this season.
I am too. I'm also, I know this is a hot take. Emily and Gina are killing it this season for me.
Emily is because she's showing up.
I think Gina is doing so good too.
I think with the whole immediately going against it, it's like, just be a good friend to Heather. Like, Gina, the one thing you had to do was just stick with Heather. Now you look like an asshole. Like,
yeah, I can see
Gina's
that.
Gina's not
However,
doing it for me.
She's not.
She never was.
I feel like Gina's had so many seasons where I'm like, okay, she can go. But these last two, I've been okay with her. I don't know. I feel like she's finding
maybe
her
we
footing
need,
within this cast.
Maybe we need one more person so I won't mind her as much. I don't mind it if we're slow.
I want Alexis Bellino.
Yeah, or I want Taylor to be full-time.
Oh, I want Taylor full-time as well. Yes.
I like Taylor on this because I feel like she's not being performative. She's literally just like, every time they pan to her, she's just like sitting there with this puzzled look on her face and her with her bangs. Yes. And it's always like really like her hair's kind of like either greasy or windblown for some reason. She always is wasted. And I'm just like, I think she's so
the
funny
extensions.
And she's not trying to, yeah. She's like old school OC too. It's like not camera ready, but it's so perfect. Yes. But like I'm obsessed with her. I feel like she's not
same.
I feel like she's not giving the performative kind of role that she was doing on Girls Trip. I feel like she's really just taking a back seat and being like, I'm just happy to be here. And it
yes.
works. I want her full time. I want her just for the comedy.
I live for her. I was dying, and it wasn't this week's episode, but the week before. You know those Bravo editors, they knew what they were doing when she was scraping up the like candle wax. It looked like she was like
she knew how to do that
shit. Making lines of blow.
Yeah, she knew that shit. She's from Beverly Hills.
Dying.
She's true to this, not new to this.
She's been to Dorit's bathroom once or
twice. Yeah. Not her first time at the rodeo.
Honestly, standing outside of Craig's, you would have thought she was in Dorit's bathroom.
Jesus Christ. I love her so much. You know, it's funny. I see a lot of hate for her online.
Same.
And a lot of like I don't understand why she's on the show. I think she's a flop. I'm like, are we watching the same show? Like, she's brought like comedic reprieve. It's too serious if you don't have someone like that.
Yeah, and I think people are forgetting that she is in a friend role. So they are not going to highlight all of her stuff. Like, and she's a supporting cast. And they're saying like, oh, she should be doing more. Give us more. You're giving us nothing. I'm like, she's giving what she's supposed to be giving right now.
Yeah.
Would I love to see more? Yes, but they're going to have to bump her up in order to see that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think also people are forgetting that these kind of shows weren't originally like built on a foundation of just drama. They started out as really just like trying to be funny and kind of like
mockumentary.
Yes, mockumentary of like this lifestyle. So it was not like predicated on just drama. So I think you need someone like her to kind of like let the air out of the balloon a bit.
Yes.
It's like otherwise it's too fucking, you know.
I loved seeing her and Heather's just sit there and talk about like this week, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's just a good sounding, good for Jen Padranti.
Yes.
Which, great casting, by the way. Very
it's
into
so
this.
Weird, too, because, like, in any other, I feel like I'd be like, who is this woman? Why is she on a show? And she's, like, such a bad housewife that it's great.
Good.
You know what I mean? It's like, yes. It's like, you're so bad at this that it's like, you're amazing. Please don't ever change. Don't get too good at
like
this. She's like an old school housewife.
I'm nervous next season she's going to come in like guns a-blazing because I feel like I saw it on an interview.
Yeah.
Well, I saw in an interview she was saying like, you know, she appreciates the fans' feedback saying like, you know, you need to stand up for yourself, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, watching it back has been very hard. And, you know, I've learned a lot from that, which makes me think like, oh, gosh, she saw herself getting like bent over and, you know, they shoved it in no lube all season. Yeah. And she she wasn't like standing up for herself. I'm afraid she's going to go overboard with standing up for herself.
But we'll see. I have trust in.
I have high hopes in her, though.
Do you think that Heather's going to stay? No, she's not living in OC. You think so?
I do. Well, I didn't before, but I asked some questions for some people, and it sounds like she'll be back.
Okay. Huh.
After reunion, I think things get a little better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Things get resolved at reunion that makes me think that she'll be back.
She's part of the reason that the show's fixed. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara, on the other hand, went on overdrive on Monday morning, the day after Shannon's was arrested, and did a podcast episode about her best friend Shannon Storms Bedore's DUI and hit and run. She said she hadn't even spoken to her yet on the phone yet, but decided to do an entire podcast episode about it. Then she did a Instagram post, which is a screenshot of the three of them embraced. When I say the three of them, Vicky, Shannon, you know, the Trace Abuelas or whatever. And then they were like, with music too. It had like a soundtrack. It had a Bette Midler song. Like, I was like, the fuck are you doing? This woman cannot be serious right now. Your best friend just drove her car into someone's fucking house. And you're acting like it's she. We have to we rally around drunk drivers. That's what we do. When drunk drivers drunk drive, we rally in support. That's what we do. Girls, if you don't shut the fuck up and sit this one out, Tamara, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, girl, just go on your fucking vacation.
I am so obsessed with the idea of Shannon getting out of the car with Archie, walking down the street like
with her arm, like fucking Jesus.
It is the, I like picture her as like Kristen Wiig, like, it is not me. I am Mrs. Iglesias. Like,
oh god. Just like, yeah, just trying to be cool with sunglasses on at 4 a.m. cool. in the morning. Jesus Christ.
Like, what made her think, you know, let me just park my car in the middle of the street and pretend to walk the dog, that's gonna solve the
problem. Where's my fucking, because I made fun of the post on Twitter. Tamara wrote me.
Oh, did she really?
She did. She responded. I didn't tag anybody, so I don't know. I said, I just said the IG post has music. And then she wrote, what did she write? We didn't get into it, guys. Wait, hold on. Where is it? I'm going to find it for you guys. Because I'm not trying to fight with Tamrat. That is not a fight. No. She got all the time in the world.
That's not a fight you want
to. No, she's an internet girly. I'm not sitting up online fighting with some. No. I'll fight with Gina. That'll be one and done. You just say one thing. Yeah. Okay, so Tamara said, this is our song we have sung for years together, and we close our improv show with it. Not exactly this version, but it's the first one that popped up. Girl, that's not the point. Why is there a post, girl? Never mind, Tamara. Because you don't get it. Because it's like, this is why we chose this song. Girl, if you don't take any song off of that fucking thing, unless it's like a song that's like a piece PSA about don't drunk and drive, we don't want to hear it, Tamara. She could have killed somebody. She could have killed herself. Get real.
This might be a little dark, but when I saw the footage of where she hit, I was like, did she crash into like Gina's townhouse?
Like, stop the casita. It's giving... Stop.
It's giving Gina's townhouse a little bit.
Gina had a little bit more of a lawn.
Did she?
Gina's a real estate agent now.
Hey, she looks good in her real estate pictures.
I think she looks so good as a real estate agent. We should definitely move her to selling OC and take her off of the show. I think she'd be good on selling OC. I love OC. I'm gonna start a petition, online petition. I think she's doing so good. Let's move her to selling OC now.
Change.org.
Fuck out of here. Oh my god. I want to ask you what the first thing on your list is this week.
First thing on my list is oh my gosh. Mary Cosby.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. It's a little perfect because I just wanted to talk about SLC next. But yeah, just in general, okay.
Mary Cosby, this was like chef's kiss Mary Cosby this week. I need her on every franchise at all times.
She is a perfect friend of, because she's perfect as a friend of rather than a full-timer, because now she's just allotted the space to be pure piss and vinegar 24/7. And we don't have to like try to make it look like she's got some kind of like aspirational, like, oh, really nice family life and we want to like her. No, now she just gets the space to just wear sunglasses and fedoras and chunky wigs and just be like, crunchy wigs, and just be like, I hate everyone here. What are they doing? She's so angry all the time. It
always
works. I'm so happy for her return. Prayer works.
Does work. And I guess this is why exactly I would donate all my money to her church.
Exactly. Like, she's back, and God is good, okay?
God is good. And, you know, God will still, or Mary will still read you like a scripture.
Yeah.
And he almost took it away.
He almost took it away, but then he giveth too, because he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He gave us a season without her to know how bad it could be. And then gave us, and so he's like, and now we're so appreciative because now they're riding high. This show gave us the best episode of their careers. That's the best episode that they've ever put out.
So good. Ever. So good. It's like one of the best Housewives episodes ever. Yes. I think it's amazing.
Episodic arc.
Yes.
First off, if we're talking about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and just like the keys to its success right now, I think we have to look at all factors. I think that everybody's moving on, firing on all cylinders, including, yes. And I'm going to make the case for her, Angie K. I see a lot of hate for her. People don't get it.
Get the hate.
You just don't see the vision, y'all. Every single person, the reason that the show's so good is because everyone's doing their role, and you may not like her, but I think that she's actually wealthy. She has lifelong relationships with these people. How many times you have a Housewives cast where they went to fucking high school together? That's real. Like, you can't.
My worst nightmare.
You're right. She knows where all the skeletons are buried. She activates these women in a way that Jin Shah could never. Like, they're so pissed off by her existing. There's got to be literally something else there. They're pissed off.
Also, the balls to come into a trip you weren't invited.
She's not
on,
weak,
and then literally confront the host.
And
expect to have all the gifts and everything there, even though she had no clue you were coming. Like, it's kind of incredible.
Yeah, she's definitely coming in hot. I really enjoy her. Like, and it's not just like I just like her. It's like, I just like everybody that's on the cast right now. I think everybody's working. I actually like Meredith like the least, but I'm glad that she's giving something more than she's ever given. But I don't dislike Meredith. I just dislike her. You know, I like her the least.
Well, second on my list was Meredith Marks. All of her accents of the week. I want to say we had like 7 or 8 different accents in one
episode.
You want
to talk about the rumors?
About the rumors?
The husbands?
Security! Security! She needs to be escorted out.
That waiter, I'm so glad this waiter exists, because now he can replace that weird gay from the Roni season 13 that they
kept. Oh my gosh, yes.
Because this is like actually funny. This is like actually funny and not, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if, what do you guys think of Angie K? If you disagree, then just save it. I don't fucking care. But it's like, everybody's like, you know, I want to say like, drop down in the comments and let me know. But then I also just like, I don't really care. Cause it's like the show fucking hits. And I think it's because of everybody involved.
Can we also laugh at the fact that Heather's like destroyed puking and just lifts her head up to say predator, like incredible.
But she's not puking yet. She's not puking,
not puking yet.
She was about
just
to. She goes, girl, conserve your air, girl. Just keep it down.
You call me a pornography. Mary, girl. I never said you did porn.
She's like, yeah, porn, girl. You said I was a, and it's like, oh my god, this bitch is on another. And the crazy thing about it, I don't even think Mary drinks. Like, so she wasn't drunk or anything.
She had an espresso martini that
night.
Did
she? Okay.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't normally get out and drink. So.
Yeah. I feel like she probably has like one or two, but doesn't like get drunk. But one or two will like fuck her up enough to get her activated.
Yeah. I think Monica's a great housewife, but I'm not standing or anything like that. I think the way I look at her is right now is like, I'm with trepidation. I feel like there's going to be a moment where she completely fucks it up for us. It's like that when I think of Monica, I think of that saying, a crush is just a lack of information.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like, I like her right now, but it's because we don't know too much. I feel like she's a perfect housewife, because I say this all the time too, that I think a great reality star is somebody who every single time you see them, you're left with a couple more questions than you got answers. So it's like, every time she speaks, I'm like, okay, so yeah, about the sisters, the sister-in-law's husband, but now what about this? So I don't feel like we're ever like on solid
ground. I also
need
to know how that happened. How did we get into that little entanglement?
Exactly. Yeah.
I have a lot of questions about that.
There's so many questions.
I can't remember if, like, I said this when I was last here. Did I talk about the photo shoot for the cast photo with you?
No. But I do want to go over to the bonus episode in a second. So if you want to talk about it there.
I'll talk about it there.
We've been on for about an hour. So I want to, split it up.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
So, guys, follow him on Faces by Bravo on Instagram, Twitter, all of that. Anything else that we should be telling him about?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, okay. you guys go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe to the bonus episode. We're going to talk about the Roni reunion, because we have a lot of stuff that happened that we know about.
A lot of things to talk about.
A lot of things to think about. A lot of
a little bit of psychotic.
Psychotic is all I'm gonna say. Patreon.com/the B List. I love you guys. I missed you. It's been a week. And guys, follow me. I mean, you already follow me on social, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Go to Patreon, y'all. I love y'all. Bye.